Chapter 1
Flint sat in the plush armchair, watching as the leggy blonde reached behind her back to unzip the red dress that was barely legal. It just about covered her ass and breast, but that's what caught his eye earlier, causing his blood to burn and his fangs to surge painfully against his gums. Longing for freedom and the urge to feed rushed through him. Again. Shit! What was going on with him? This was the third night in a row he'd frequented the club since Victor had left on his honeymoon, and each night he'd ended up right where he was now, in one of the back rooms, with a willing and gorgeous woman who he'd fuck and sink his fangs into. Well, that wasn't exactly true. The first night he'd fucked hard, and when his fangs had sprung free, he'd leapt off his surprised companion and rushed from the room using his vampire speed, headed home, and used his supply of donor blood. The next night, however, he'd succumbed to temptation. Tonight, he knew he would feed. His fangs already piercing his gums, and his restraint had disappeared. A distant acquaintance he'd been speaking with appeared to have deserted him. But he had no time to think about that. Not now. Not when this vision of beauty was gliding toward him in fuck-me heels and nothing more, other than blood-red lipstick that he'd soon see around his cock. He leaned back in the armchair, unzipping his pants. "Kneel," he commanded, pointing to the floor, the word coming out distorted around his fangs. Her eyes grew large, her full, obviously fake breasts, heaved at the sight of them, and he could hear the blood rushing through her as she nodded, excitement coursing through her, as much as the desire he could scent wafting from her already wet center. "Of course," she breathed as she fell before him. Reaching for his rock-hard length, she held it in her hand before bending forward, her scarlet lips opening to take him inside her warm mouth. It was exquisite. She was talented, very gifted indeed, and worked his cock like an expert. With her mouth, tongue, and fingers, her eyes opened and watching his face intently, her desire and arousal clear for him to see, and when he opened his mouth and ran his tongue over his fangs, she groaned around him, sending shockwaves through his groin as she fidgeted between his legs, clamping her own thighs together. Flint reached down, tangling her hair in his hand. "You want my cock inside you? My fangs in your skin while your blood drips down my throat? Is that what you want?" Her head bobbed frantically, but in all honesty, that's what he was craving. He could almost taste her B-positive as it slid across his tongue, warm and delicious, with a hint of the wine she'd been drinking earlier. He'd be able to taste it. He knew he would. As it glided down the back of his throat and down, down, down. Damn! He couldn't wait any longer. Tugging her head away, he growled. "All fours, baby. I'm ready to fuck you senseless and give you the best damn night of your life." "Yes," she gasped out, her chin dripping and her ruby lipstick now a red mess on her face as she spun around into position. Her pert ass stuck up, legs apart, calling him forward, and he took no time to drop to the floor, tugging his pants down only far enough so he could pound into her. After all, once he was finished, he'd be out of there as fast as possible. This was no date he was on, and she was no girlfriend. She'd come to the club with one thing on her mind. Find a vamp for the kind of thrill that only they could give. And that's what he was going to provide. In spades. Her skin was silky smooth with a slight tan, but still pale under his hand as he ran it down her spine as she quivered beneath his touch. The fingers of his other hand delving between her thighs to dip into her wet folds. "You're ready for me. Dripping wet." She moaned louder as he pulled his fingers out, replacing them with the head of his cock.